It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It looks like we got another barn burner here.
We really love offense at PNC Park, don't we?
I mean,
it
really.
It just comes in one nice little wave, goes away for a couple of days, maybe more.
I mean, anyway.
And you long for its return.
0-0. Your heart care matters. Get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute. As always, Fan Twitter is at 93.7TheFan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So, again, we are it's a 0-0 game so far. And, you know, it's really what's really troublesome for these games is that there's not even really all that much intrigue.
You don't like good pitchers' duels?
It's fly out, ground out, strike out. Every so often you get Rowdy Tellez diving on the diving to make a stop at first base. Right?
Yeah, that's what he just did to record the first out.
So, no, it was the last out of the last inning.
He did it again.
Oh, wow, another one.
For the first out, and then there's a little flair to Nick Gonzalez.
Yeah,
now two gone.
That. Two gone.
Keller hasn't allowed a hit since the first inning.
Pete Alonso, you know, he makes an incredible swing to hit a low, drooping line drive to Nick Gonzalez.
It doesn't seem like he wants to be traded here with how he's played at PNC this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. It just is amazing to me how bad. You know, it's one thing, like I said yesterday on Twitter, on social media, I said, every single pitcher in baseball right now looks like Sandy Koufax against most of these hitters. Right?
But yeah, but will moving the mound back really make the ultimate difference? As we heard, was it Michael McHenry that told us that it will make stuff play even better for pitchers?
Yeah, no, that was Joe's idea, moving the mound back.
Right.
No.
And that was quickly shut down.
I don't think there's much you can do about it. Maybe lowering the mound again, I don't know.
Maybe shorten up your swings? I mean, how much has that been? When you say, every time there's a game on TV and you watch it, you always see that there's no hitters, maybe just a couple, that'll shorten up on the bat, choke up a little bit,
right,
and try to get quicker to the baseball. Is that a part of it, especially with the velocity these guys are facing? Now, I'm not a major league hitting coach, but I would think that, you know, in times that I've played baseball and everything else, the shorter you are to the ball, especially because a lot of these guys, the ball's just getting blown by them.
Well, and the other part of it is, what if I hit the ball where it's pitched is what I hear quite often.
Well, that too. Don't be afraid to take it the other way.
Right. But everybody's trying to hit the ball mile, you know, velocity and all this other stuff. Exit velocity, launch angles. Everyone's trying to hit home runs. Just crazy.
Keller with another clean inning, 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Going to the bottom of the fourth, still scoreless.
Right.
Yeah, Paul, this offense, that's the main thing. Everybody knows that the main problem with this team, why they're likely not going anywhere this year, and why, I mean, Noah talked about it, a rental just does not make sense this year, whether it be like a high-priced rental. Now, what, Remember when they brought in Ben Gamel a couple years ago or Corey Dickerson? Somebody like that at the deadline? I don't know. Dickerson was at the start of the year, but is that type of move really going to do anything instead of playing a young guy like Sawinski to see if you actually, if he is completely shot or if he can still find it?
Right.
Like, what do you value more?
No, for sure.
Because that's probably why you give Jack Sawinski the playing time, at least if you're out of it. Then right. You give Jack Sawinski that playing time and you have no more use for the rental.
But again, I mean, obviously a rental makes no sense this year. I get that.
No, not in the position that they are, five under.
But, you know, a month ago it did.
Yes, a month ago it did.
A month ago it did, but now it doesn't. Now, I mean, I hate to be fatalistic, but I'm supposed to get excited about this if they win this game. Wow, yay. They're exactly where they were a week ago when the season – actually, they're –
they're exactly where they were a month ago.
They're worse than they were a month ago. If you look at it right, they win this. Let's say they win this game, okay? Hooray for the Buccos. They win this game. This is what I keep trying to tell people who don't seem to understand why there has to be a sense of urgency. Okay. May 4th. Saturday, May 4th. Do you know where they were at? What record-wise?
I think they were like a game over 500.
15-19, four games under.
Ugh.
May 4th, 15-19, four games under, right? Okay, May 17th, you know where they were at?
Three games under 500.
21-25, four games under 500. May 22nd, they were 23-27, four games under 500. Let's see. June 1st, 27-31, four games under 500. June 13th, 32-36.
Four games under 500.
Right? June 24th, 37-41.
Four games under 500.
Okay. If they win today, they'll be 43-47, which is?
Four games under 500.
Exactly.
The same spot that they've been hovering around the whole entire season.
The time to make a move was a month ago. It's too late now.
It also takes two to tango.
Right.
And did anybody really want to trade with them? But at the same token, look what the Padres did and got Luis Urias for basically nothing from Miami. The Marlins ate money. How great would he look playing somewhere in the Pirates infield right now? Batting anywhere for this team, and I think he might be going to the All-Star game. At least he's good enough to.
Again... you go out and get a couple of guys a month ago, maybe you're not four games under 500 if you win today. And if they lose today, they're six games under, which actually is not true. I have this argument quite often with many people. They're actually two games under 500.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Not four.
Considering...
well, if you're say you're 43-47, which is what they would be if they win today.
Right.
43-47. How many wins would you need to be 500?
If you're 43-47?
You will have played 90 games. What's 500 if you've played 90 games?
45.
Exactly. What do you have? How many wins do you have?
43.
So you're two games under. It's one of my pet peeves quite often. You've played 90 games. 500 is 45. So 43 wins, you're two under, not four.
Makes sense.
Now, there's a lot of people that would argue with you, well, you need to win four games to be back at 500, but that's different because being at 500, when we say you're how many games under 500, it's based on how many games you've played.
Yeah, but it's based off of your record compared to your wins and your losses. At least I think. 500 is viewed by your win total compared to your loss total.
It's based on how many you've won or lost.
How many games you've won or lost, yeah.
It's based on how many you've played. So if you played 100 games, what's 500?
50 and 50.
So,
yeah, but when you're 45 and 47, it doesn't say winning percentage 500.
When you're 45 and 47, you're under 500.
Correct.
By how much?
Two games.
One game. Because you will have played 92 games, 500 is 46.
Yeah, I just don't agree with that.
Uh-huh.
It's just, and I'm not good at math, but
what I'm saying is 500 is you've won half your games and lost half your games. So here's a great example. For an entire season, what is 500?
81 and 81.
Exactly. So your X amount of games under 500 based on how many wins you have with respect to 81.
I see your point.
So if you have 76 wins, you're really technically, I mean, you actually are 76 and 86. Most people would say, well, you're 10 games under 500.
Of the texters are agreeing with you as well.
You're actually five games under 500. 76 and 86, even though you're, anyway.
It's all relative.
That's one of my old school newspaper guy, journalist guy, editor guy, whatever. One of my old school things that it's a little pet peeve of mine. There we go. O'Neal Cruz is up. And he is, 2-1. Is this where he hits a home run?
It'd be ideal.
Huh?
It would be nice.
You want to, can we live feed this?
We can.
Let's live feed this play right here.
And a blast it was.
Look at that. How about that?
Wow.
And so that
you saw the notification before I did, Paul.
I didn't see it. I just said, can he hit a home run here?
He hit a moonshot into the bullpen.
He destroyed that ball. Yes.
So he's homered, what, twice in the series?
Yeah.
Homered on Saturday.
You know what I forget? I often forget that the video feed is behind
right, yeah.
The audio. So we actually didn't hear him. We actually didn't hear the call of the home run, right? Because it was behind the audio. But he apparently destroyed it. But he, looking at it, he destroyed the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was that into the Pirates bullpen?
Yeah, he killed
that. That's about 440.
Yeah. Yeah, he destroyed that one. I'm sure we'll get the numbers on it. That was over the Mets bullpen and into the Pirates bullpen. So that is a long way to hit a baseball.
Here's how it sounded on KDKA 100.1 FM.
2-1. And the pitch. Swing, high fly ball, left of center and deep. Bader back to the wall. There it goes. Home run. O'Neal Cruz into the bullpen. The Pirates bullpen. That was a long one. And the Pirates take a 2-0 lead on their first hit of the day.
Almost got him first time up. Came close.
You heard the crack of the bat there, by the way. He hit the heck out of that one. That's for sure. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Waken 180. Weightloss.com. That's obviously Malzy or Donnie Football. And of course, let's see. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 15-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're talking baseball, obviously. The Pirates are up 2-0. There we go, Rowdy Tellez. Did he get enough of that one? He did not. Okay. But the Pirates scored two runs, which in this series feels like, you know, although they did score, what, 14 on Friday night?
Yes.
You know. The problem with scoring 14 on Friday night is that they came back and basically didn't score for two games and lost. So regardless of what happens here, they're going to split a series, you know, even though the run differential in this series is going to be like, what, plus 12 or something,
plus 13.
It gives
you false hope that they're actually going to be able to score a ton of runs in the series.
Right. So that's to me. I'll tell you one thing, too, when you talk about run differential, we look at different ways to quantify things when we're talking about the Pirates. If you look at the wild card race, the Braves and the Padres are two teams that are really comfortably in the positive. Believe it or not, the Reds are 14, plus 14. The Reds have a run differential that is 43 better than the Pirates. And they're behind the Pirates.
You know, the Cardinals have scored one more run than the Pirates have this year.
And the Cardinals' run differential, and this is what tells me the Cardinals are probably going to fall out of contention here. The Cardinals' run differential is ridiculously bad.
Negative 39.
Yes.
The Pirates is negative 29.
Now, you compare that to the four teams in the top of the wild card in the American League. The Yankees are plus 101. Twins plus 51, Red Sox plus 36, Royals plus 56. And you look at the teams in the National League just kind of floundering around, you know, right around 500 and right around a negative run differential. It's absolutely absurd.
Negative 29 for the Pirates.
Yeah. 412-928-9370 is the fan text line. We got texts in the city coming up. Do we got some texts in the city?
We got a couple.
All right, we'll get some texts in the city coming up. It's 93.7 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.